Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with me, Chelsea, as your host for today. Before we head into our episode, don't forget to follow us on all our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, at SDSPodPH on Twitter, and you can email us at spillthesoju@gmail.com. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you are listening to. And again, before we deep dive as well on today's episode, I just want to mention some trigger warnings just in case. Yeah, just for good measure, this episode will involve mentions of blood, stalking, abduction, poisoning, knives, car accidents, and more. So if any of those themes you're uncomfortable with, please feel free to hit pause and, you know, step away from this, and you can listen to more light-hearted episodes. But yes, today we will be talking about K-pop horror stories. And right now, what you think I might be talking about, it will be about the paranormal and all of that in line with spooky season. Hello. Happy spooky season to those who celebrate. But yes, most of the time for horror stories, the first thing that comes to mind are indeed horror stories about, you know, the paranormal, ghosts caught on camera or in audio and all of that. But I want to talk about the true horrors of K-pop. And I'm not sure if we talked about this before, but for me, the true horror in K-pop, one of the biggest horrors in K-pop, are sassing fans. So if you don't know what sassing fans are, basically, they are just crazy people who do unbelievable things that are very questionable towards their morals. They will do anything to get noticed by their idols. And by anything, I mean like anything. And I will get into that more. I have a list here of just some of the more well-known sasaeng incidents. And I will run it through you. And so just you would know just how insane these people are. And I hope you guys will like today's episode. But then again, if at any point you feel uncomfortable while I'm talking, yes, please feel free to hit pause and step away. Okay? All right. So I categorized them according to generations. So second gen, third gen, fourth gen, and a lot more overlaps in between those. So yeah, again, I'm sure there are so many incidents. Unfortunately, there are so many incidents of sasaengs and groups. And the list that I have here are just, unfortunately, a few of many. So if the story that you know is not here, please excuse me as I have limited research as well from my end. But yes, so let's get into it. So for second gen, I want to start off with second gen was, for me, it was a lot scarier because during this time, people were not on the internet. Like, the internet wasn't widely used yet. So sassing fans literally had to follow their idols wherever they go. And it's just insane, the things that they're able to do just so they can get the attention of their idols. Some, it can be that they're getting the attention of their idols, but for some, it's obsessive in a way that they're asking that certain idol to stay away. So parang anti-fan siya. So parang sasing siya ng other. Basta yun. So let's start first with the second gen. So second gen, yung mga stars talaga for me, the number of incidents that they had, unfortunately, were like from SM. Most of it were SM groups. TVXQ, Super Junior, Girls Generation. They had insane, you know, encounters with sasings. And I think one of the most famous ones that we have proof of is that sasing going on stage and literally abducting Taeyeon in pure, in daylight, in broad daylight. They were performing, SNSD was performing, and then all of a sudden, a man goes on stage and pulls Taeyeon out. And everyone's like, what the heck is going on? If not for Sunny and the MC, he could have taken Taeyeon a lot further than off stage, you know? And that's just the start. Like, how, what kind of people, what are they thinking? And then the next, another very famous one is the super glue incident. So a saseng placed super glue inside Yunho's orange juice. Because of that, he was rushed to the hospital. They had to pump his stomach. And he spent so many years recovering from the trauma of it. And it was just, that's just one. And there's even Jae Jong, who's also a member of Dongbang Shinki TVXQ. He was just sharing so many experiences that he had then, wherein fans would send him pictures of his house. That alone is creepy, but they would send pictures of his house with him. So they were literally taking it from the window. Most of the time, they were also inside the house itself, taking pictures, sending it to him, scaring him. And Jae Jung is also known for his very extensive car collection. And the reason behind that is actually quite tragic, because the reason why he bought so many cars was because he wanted to confuse the sasings. So he had to choose different cars para they won't know that si Jae Jung na pala yon. But somehow that still didn't work. That still, fans still knew about that and still followed him around. Another is a famous one I'll just stick with SM first. And then for Super Junior, there's Hee-chul, who was chased by a car of sasings and crashed his car. Crashed his car, and this caused him to break his bones. He had to have surgery, and because of this, he's still facing the effects of that incident until today. And another member from Suju, Si Hangeng, the Chinese member, he was served poisoned cake. Fans, quote-unquote fans, handed him cake. And usually naman kasi before, they weren't too strict. So they were like, oh, it's normal for fans to give their idols cake. But unfortunately, this one had poison in it. And there was a box that came along with it that had packets of blood, a knife, and his picture. And that is just, that's so scary. The way, you know, how far they're able to take this. And then another, this is not SM already, but this is from Taekyeon from 2PM. A fan sent him a letter written in her period blood. Yes, babes. Period blood. There's still pictures of that letter online. If you search good enough, you'll see a picture. And what was written on that letter was, it was like, oh, I'm sending this letter of my period blood to Taekyeon and all that. And she sprinkled
pubic hair.
Guys, it's disgusting. It's so disgusting and insane what these people can do to gain the attention of their idols. And that's just the second gen. What? We head on to the third gen. And one of the more famous ones, again, is Josh 1994, aka the stalker of Nayeon from Germany. Again, guys, K-pop is global. So that means Sasangs are also global. Maybe in the other previous ones, those were Korean fans. But now, we're going global. Josh is German. He's known for stalking and harassing Nayeon to a point where in JYP had to file a lawsuit against him. And unfortunately, that lawsuit was lifted already in 2020. So now fans are so hecking worried about what he will do next. And the way that he's still so vocal and proud about it, saying, "Oh, Nayeon, I can't wait to go back to Korea to meet you again." It's honestly really scary the way how shameless they are. And then recently, there was a video recording, not video, like a voice recording of Baekhyun talking to Sasangs on the phone. So the Sasangs called him and he was like, "Oh, the Sasangs were like, stay away from Sehun." And he was like, "What? Yeah, you have to stay away from him and stop bothering him." And he was like, what are you saying? Can you stop this? This is crazy." And the fans just kept going on, and Baekhyun was just shutting them down. And the fans were saying, "Oh, you're just jealous. You're just jealous of Sehun. That's why you keep on bothering him." He was like, "What do you mean? What are you saying?" And Baekhyun ended the call with, "You must have a lot of time on your hands to disturb me like this." And then he dropped it, like the king that he is. And when it comes to the third gen, yung EXO talaga got the worst side, I guess. And BTS. EXO and BTS. Oh, crazy. So for EXO, they also have that incident of a group of Sasangs buying a similar van to that of their managers, which literally tricked EXO into going inside the van. They went inside the Sasangs' van. If not for the intervention of their manager, God knows where those fans could have taken them. And again, with EXO, this was creepy to me. One time when EXO, when the boys were touring in China, the female fans shaved their heads and pretended to be boys and followed them inside the restroom, the bathroom. They even took pictures of the boys inside. Let's just let that sink in. They shaved their heads, disguised themselves as boys, just to get inside the bathroom with EXO and take pictures of the boys. That's sick. And then there's Jungkook. BTS is not... This was before they blew up, okay? So I don't know BTS Sasangs now with how big they are. But then there was a report of Jungkook having a girlfriend, which was obviously not true. And then people started trending the hashtag cut for Jungkook. Literal, cut for Jungkook. So fans started cutting, or in Tagalog, naglalaslas sila on their arms and on their legs, writing things like, "I love you," and "I will never be good enough," etc., etc. just because Jungkook was reported to have a girlfriend. Insane. It's sad. It's sad. And now we head on to the fourth gen. In the fourth gen, a lot were more digital. And one of the best examples for this is during NCT Dream's live. And with including Jeno, Chunla, and Ranjin. And that Saseng just kept on calling and calling and calling more than 20 times. I think Jeno, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's the same live, but they also showed the number of the person calling. And Ranjin had, like, he can't take it anymore. He picked up the phone, stepped out of the frame, and he was just getting mad at the Saseng. And you can still hear him shouting and getting mad while Chunla and Jeno were doing their best to distract the fans and cover it up. And for third gen, I really think, like, NCT talaga. Something with SM groups. But with NCT, sa dami rin kasi nilang members, for sure, ang dami rin Sasings nun. And then I also hear, like, yung Dream dati, they heard a noise from outside. And when they looked out, it was Sasings climbing up the freaking air vents to watch the boys. It was so, I still remember it talaga. Nung earlier days of NCT, yung mga nakikita kong pinaggagawa ng fans nila, like, they would literally, it's so scary when you see, like, you know, camps of girls outside just looking in your window and, you know, waiting for pictures or things to talk to their friends about and things to blackmail you with. It's so scary. And even Stray Kids, Sungmin, he bubble ba yun? Nagbubble siya about it. What's with these Saseng fans who wait in front of our dorms and invade the members' privacy until this hour? And even 80s, they found tracking devices on their vehicles. And that's just some of the stories that I heard. So I don't need to talk about idol paranormal activities when these are scary enough in themselves. Like, what kind of shock, what thoughts go through their idols' minds when they see fans peering in, you're having a good sleep. Oh, Taken also has a story of, well, kasi sabi niya na him and another member, I forgot who, share sila ng hotel room, and since comfortable naman daw sila, they, like, wala silang damit kapag natutulog. And then later, he just heard girls laughing. The voices of girls. Diba nakakatakot? And then when he opened his eyes, it was like 5 to 6 girls in his hotel room taking pictures. Mind you, these were foreigners. So, that's another creepy story. So, it's something that for all idols rin, they go around. This is true for all idols, okay? I am 100% sure that most, if not all, idols experience these things. One is being stalked outside of their homes. That thing is for sure. Second, being called randomly by their fans. And, you know, just catching their attention, go inside their hotel rooms. Again, not just outside their homes, even inside their homes, hotel rooms, airplanes, bathrooms, wherever they are. Sasengs will be there. And what's sad is, Sasengs are in every industry or sasadyain nilang makapasok sa mga industries like telco, airlines, hotels, all of that. Just so they have access to these kinds of information. Once they have access to this, guys, may ano yan. Sasengs have their own network. They will share these to their co-saseng. And idols really don't have an escape from it, which is really sad. And the lengths, and also they earn money from this, by the way. There are saseng markets wherein they sell the member's number, their KakaoTalk. They even have proof of these things, that it's legit. And the lengths that they go to just so they can see their idols and get their attention. One time I saw a video about Saseng fans, and they say that sometimes they book a taxi or, I don't know, any other ride sharing app, whatever, and they ask them to just follow the van wherever it goes. And there are even sometimes wherein Saseng fans have to use their body in indecent ways just so they can get what they want. Those are some incidents. And again, I said Saseng fans are not just Korea. They're not just in Korea. They're global, both girls and boys, and even celebrities. Right? In a episode of Strong Heart, SNSD Stayon shared about her experience of an older male celebrity getting her number and always texting her, being friends with her friends just so he knows what she's up to, even threatening her when she decided to retaliate. And it's scary how that can happen to her celebrity na nga rin. And I think there was another idol yata that was forced to leave the group because she was found out to be a saseng of Super Junior's dito. May ganon. And I can't fathom how these people still find pride in what they do, in the things that, you know, they share online. It's insane. Like, how I don't get it. And the companies do, like, now we can see, fans can see that companies are doing what they can in order to avoid these kinds of interactions, these kinds of instances. But they can only do so much. And the sasengs just keep on getting more refined. They gain more knowledge. They get more connections. And I don't know how these idols of ours can escape that. And it's sad. And it has to stop. I don't know how. But it has to stop. It's sad. And I think that really is the price that the idols have to pay, which is sad. Which is sad. I just hope that it's not to a point wherein it comes to this, wherein the members' physical health, privacy, and, you know, it's all in danger because of these people. So, Yeah. When they say that being an idol is easy, being a celebrity is easy, I don't think so. They have to deal with these kinds of people. This happens for all groups. Big Bang, Gravity, all groups. I'm so sure. Just a lot more companies are able to cover it up better. And but kudos to the idols that do share and speak up about this, because this really should not be happening. Sometimes I do get mixed emotions when idols give a spotlight on the Sasaengs, because in my mind, that's exactly what the Sasaengs want. You give them attention, then they won. It doesn't matter how they got that attention. It doesn't matter if that attention is good or bad. You notice them, that's all that matters. And that's scary for me. When I was searching for horror stories, dapat nga talaga literal na horror story episode to. Like, I will share about the stories or like the paranormal encounters of our idols. But it's, you know, it's the same, like ghost in the dancing room, in the recording, all of that. But then I found this, and I was like, no, this is scarier. And if anything, what I believe in is that people are scarier than ghosts. People are capable of so much. They're capable of doing good, but they're also capable of doing bad things. So let this be a lesson for us, or something to reflect on, that loving our idols, or, you know, supporting them is fine, but there should always be a line that we shouldn't cross. And I hope that we always remember to treat idols and others with respect, because it's what every person deserves. And that whenever you see Sasaengs online, and, you know, whenever some people can be tempted to look into this, please don't. You are better than this. And do not engage with Sasaengs online as well. Don't give them exactly, again, what they want. Because sometimes what they want is maybe not attention from their idols, but just attention from other people. So I'll leave you guys at that. I hope you guys like this episode. It's, again, a little more serious episode, just in time for spooky season. But it's something very different from what we're used to. But I hope you guys saw value in it one way or another. For more, if you want to know more about the hideous things that these people have done, you can just search online. It's all there. And please take care of yourself as well when you go through that, because some are just really insane. And yeah, I will end that here. Thank you so much for spending your past 20 or so, almost 30 minutes with me. And I'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to follow us on all our socials at Spill the Soju Podcast, Instagram, Facebook, at SDSPodPH on Twitter. Everything linked down below. Rate and review this podcast as well. Share it with your friends. Thank you guys. Bye.